Is this really worth it? Is this what I want to do? And it wasn't a question of if I want to do it, is it going to be successful? All right, friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. We are talking growth. Year over year, last year I was up 25%, and I'm going to tell you how. We have the closing thought of the episode. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The likes, subscribing helps us grow. Literally, it is the definition of growth, and I appreciate you for that. Today is a very, fun episode. I'm talking about growth, okay? So last year, I grew 25%. That's a pretty big growth number, right? And I'm in the process now of getting financing for the new build. I'm not going to finance the whole thing, but I'm going to finance some of it. But at the same time, too, I want to be cash flow positive. I want to have things, not cash flow positive, that's the wrong way to say it. I want to have cash in hand, so if things take a little longer to get going, a new doctor, all that, I'm not, you know, without money. So I am going to finance some of it and hopefully pay it off really quickly. But if you've ever had to get financing, it's a lot like buying a house. Fill out paperwork, give tax returns, and then they always ask you the most random questions. Like, give a little explanation about this. Just write it on a piece of paper and give it to me. I don't know where this comes from or why it happens, but one of the questions I got was, you know, you grew 25% last year. How did this happen and is it sustainable? And my response was, this did not happen by accident. This is something that we've consciously done to grow. From how we schedule, to the products that we offer, to the supplements and advanced therapies that we brought into the office. We will continue to grow, except we're limited by space. With more space, more resources, we're going to continue to go the direction that we have been. And it was really cool to sit back because honestly, I've just been going a day at a time, making changes from the optical to the products that we offer to the things that I'm emphasizing, and we're growing. It's really cool. But as I, you know, took stock and as I answered that question, because absolutely, we're going to continue to do what we're doing. That's the plan. That's why I'm making the moves that I'm making. It really came down to three simple steps, right? I know there's a lot of things that can go on, but these are three easy things that I've done. And you listen to the podcast over the past year, listen to 2023, you can hear my journey. You can hear what I decided to do and how I did it. But I'm going to summarize that here. And number one was, you got to know what you want. That's pretty easy to say. It's really hard to actually know what you want. Because as I make this next step, I'm still now trying to figure out, what do I want with my new endeavor, with the way I can practice and go? But last year, this time, I sat down and said, I'm sick of not getting paid what I feel I'm worth, period. If I'm going to do this, if I'm going to be in business, I'm going to get paid what I'm worth, okay? Number two, and I'll elaborate more on this, so this isn't the only thing, but it really is going to sound more simple than you probably are making out to be. Number two, how can you get what you're worth? All right, know what you want. I want to get paid what I'm worth. How do you get what you're worth? Well, at the time that I was doing this, I was a mile wide and an inch deep. Nothing that I did was really that different from anyone else. I was stealing a bunch of stuff from other offices and just trying to make it my own. Well, as I've progressed, I've gotten a mile deep and an inch wide. I'm more focused than I ever have been. And this focus has led to growth. All right. And number three, I'm constantly beating the drum of what I want and how we're going to do it. Okay. My message has not changed in over a year. If anything, it's getting more and more dialed in. Okay, so I figured out what I wanted. I figured out how I was going to get that. And then I just kept beating the drum. I've said this a million times. A lot of success in what we do is just showing up each and every day and being consistent. Doing what you're going to do and doing it well. Okay, too often we get into this, we're going to do something and it lasts maybe a week or two, maybe if you're lucky, 3 months. If you make it 6 months, it's really a shocker, right? And I'm not going to lie to you, a lot of the stuff that I was doing over the course of the year, there were times when I'm like, is this really worth it? Is this what I want to do? And it wasn't a question of if I want to do it, is it going to be successful? But by continuously doing it, continuously beating that drum, to my staff, to the patients, 25% growth. Awesome, right? So let me give you some examples. Two books I think that were really key in me knowing what I wanted. One is called Profit First. They're both by Michael Michalowicz. Profit First and The Pumpkin Plan. Read those books if you haven't read them. They will help guide you. They help guide me, and I still go back to them all the time for little nuggets. I'm probably going to read them. I read Profit First like three times last year. I'm not lying to you. Three times. Pumping Plan, maybe once or twice, but read them and you'll get inspiration. You'll get some juice, right? But we need to make money and I need to enjoy what I'm doing. That's kind of what I took from those things. And if you're not doing that, what's the point of running your own practice? Okay? So strategically, we cut plans or patients, if you will, that were not profitable. All right, what does that mean? What does that look like? A lot of us think vision plans, yes, but there's certain demographics that get you more than others, right? Well, instead of catering to the demographic that doesn't necessarily give us more, we cater to the demographic that did, okay? Case in point, I am Family Vision Optical, name of the office. However, a lot of kids' exams are EyeMed, $40 refraction, they're fine. Awesome. I still see kids. I'm not going to stop seeing kids, but I don't see eight kids in a day. All right? The quickest way to having a day that was not profitable was just loading up with kids. So now we strategically schedule our pediatric exams, right? Simple, easy, helps. In addition, I figured out what patients of mine were the most profitable. Okay. Yes, we're doctors. Yes, we run a business. You have to have a balance of both. If you don't want to look at the most profitable patients, get someone to do it for you because it matters when you're running a business. But I found out what demographic was my key demographic that was spending the most money, that was making the purchases, making the decisions, and I've started catering to them. Okay. So awesome. You know what I found out? Those patients were the patients I like seeing because I could talk to them about the things that I was passionate about. And you know what? They were too. Synergy, right? If you're talking to an audience that wants to buy what you're selling, everyone wins. You're a better doctor, the patient's satisfied. That's awesome. You got to figure out what that is. Number two, you know. How can you get what you're worth? I talked to my reps. I read, I studied as much as I possibly could. Okay? Well, with managed care, I am a firm believer that you can be profitable with managed care. I'm a example right here. All right? With what we did, I did the math and, you know, net profit, and that includes, you know, doctor pay, all profit, we're at 27% for the year. Pretty good year, right? We have like primarily managed care plans in my office. Okay? It can be done. However, you have to be smart about it. So, the frames that we sell, the options that we offer, we go with the best. If you're not going to get the best, that's fine. We're not the office for you. We did have some people push back. It wasn't as many as you think. You, in your mind, create problems. I've done this. I'm like, I'm gonna raise my prices. You know what happened? Absolutely nothing. They paid it. One or two people, complained, you know what? We're not the office for them. You value what we offer, you value what I do as a doctor, or you don't. My goal is to give you the value that makes it worth every penny that you pay. Okay, we're making the switch right now to all of our diabetic exams are medical, and then they can use their vision insurance for materials and stuff like that. I've talked to some of you out there about this, and as we've made the switch, you know what's happened? Absolutely nothing. They're like, yeah, we're diabetic. Makes sense. Not a big deal. I put a lot of thought and energy into it. You guys were telling me about, you know, how do you present this to patients? Well, no, we just tell them. Now, again, I've educated my staff on diabetes, what we're looking for, why there's a difference, why it matters. So they have that in their back pocket. But honestly, patients are like, oh, you know, I get it. We're diabetic. If they don't value what you do, you don't want them as a patient. Period. All right. In addition to that, we invest in our optical. This has been a year-long journey of figuring out the right frames, the right price points, the organization where we put the frames that patients look at, how we organize them, all this. Really putting some thought and effort into it. I can't wait till we get the new office. It's going to be amazing because I'm taking what I've learned here and applying it to a brand new location. But guess what? We're doing year over year, we're kicking butt. It's starting to get traction. Also, we've invested in not only the frames, but educating our opticians. I have a dedicated optical manager that her job, dial in the frames, train the staff. You know what she's doing? Beating the same drum. You know what we saw? We saw by consistently giving the same message, our second pairs went up. Our AR coding went up. The things that you talk about, the things that you emphasize, don't have to be crazy or unique. They just have to be consistent. What you believe in, that's what you'll sell. Okay? We added supplements and advanced therapies. Okay? You can't sell what you don't believe in. I've said that numerous times. I'm going to keep saying it to you. Everything I offer at my office, I've used. I have my wife using. I believe in them. I've had patients come back and tell me they were trying something else. They tried what I prescribed and it worked. The proof is in the pudding. You got to believe in what you're doing. And I firmly believe in it and it's working. And you know what? We've sold a ton of that stuff and it's helping patients. It's a win all around, right? And the last thing, you know, constantly beating the same drum, getting the message out. I'm always now looking for a way to get 1% better, all right? The messaging that I'm putting out there, I'm constantly evaluating. It changed like 3 to 4 iterations over the past year. But you know what it's done? It's gotten more dialed in. I've listened or watched and observed my patients. What resonates with them? What gets them to understand? And we've honed our craft. We did this very much so with dry eye and ocular surface disease. We're doing that with our ocular health and wellness, glaucoma, MACD gen, diabetes. We have messaging, and as we invest in that, we'll hone our craft. We'll figure out what resonates with patients, what gets them to understand the value of what we're selling, right? 3 easy steps. There's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of effort and energy. But most of all, if you take anything away, there's authenticity. You can't duplicate what I'm doing right here in the same way because you don't believe in it like I do. But you know what? I don't believe in the things that you believe in to the same extent either, right? If you own what you do and who you are a N of one. No one can compete with you. Be unique. Believe in it. Do these 3 steps and you will see growth. Now, sometimes you have to take a step back to take 2 steps forward. And I say that because you may be beating the drum or doing what you think you need to do. And when you clean house, when you start the new revolution, you may lose all the patients that really don't value what you do. And it'll take time to get the ones that do value. But I promise you, if you stick to it, if you do what you believe in, you'll be happier, your patients will be happier, and your office will be more successful. That's what I have. We'll have more for you next week. where has the time gone? We are to the closing thought of the episode, and today I will leave you with this. This is something I've said maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I remember when I heard it. I remember using it on the podcast that night, but I'm going to bring it up to you again because, well, it's a new year, new audience. You haven't heard this before. But think back to 5 years ago, and what is a belief that you had then that you don't have now, right? I'm sure there's a few of them that you have. Well, you'd be naive to think that 5 years from now, you're not going to look back and say, 5 years ago, I had this belief and I can't believe I believed it, right? Well, when you go through that logic, that means that something right now, today, that you believe in, you're going to realize is false 5 years from now. Mind blowing, right? What truth do you know now that is actually false? I challenge you to hit the fast forward button and figure out what that is now and save yourself the agony of looking back 5 years from now saying, I wish I would have known that then. Know it now. Always explore your thoughts and belief. Why do you believe what you do? That's what I have for you. Dr. Lily out.